First he has described about the virgin prayer, the process of bhajan. Now he is speaking about anartha nivritti. Now he is describing it. There are four types of anartha. Unwanted things. Duskriti uttam, sukriti uttam, apradh uttam and bhakti uttam. What is earth? That which is not earth or without, which has no value, useless. Earth generally can be translated, a direct translation of earth can be wealth, but it should be actually Paramat or the supreme goal. Where there is no aim for supreme goal, there is anarth. The wealth of this material world is the cause of bondage. That is not Paramarth, the supreme wealth. So the Paramarth, the supreme wealth is Krishna's service and anything connected to him is Paramarth. Paramarth Vastu is Krishna and his prem mai seva, service with prem. This is Paramarth, supreme earth, supreme wealth. Krishna's service or his prem mai seva, except for Krishna's bhakti, whatever other desires are, they are all anath. Desiring for the material sense objects is durvasana or unwanted desires. I will get married, I will have family, I will have son, I will have my relatives, friends, etc. I will remain with them. Very happily I will remain. This is just a dream, illusion. Even the desire for mukti is anarth. There should be no desire for mukti also. Mukti means? Real mukti means service of Krishna. After all the anarth are removed, Jeev Sarupta, constitutional position of Jeeva is that he is a servant of Krishna. That's why attaining Krishna and his premai seva is yapa. That, except for this, those are obstacles on the path of bhakti or obstacles of Paramatma. By following bhakti or bhagavad dharma, this is such a high heard. Just by hearing this, just by chanting through your tongue, or just by remembering, meditating in your heart, or accepting in your heart, or that who is going to follow this, if you support him, oh, he is very good devotee, he is performing such a nice devotional service. Even by saying these simple words, Bhagavan, and that person who is against all the world or who is antisocial element, maybe he might be an antisocial element, but still, now we will be discussing about these in detail, what that Sukriti, Duskriti, etc. Now we are going to discuss all these things. Just by hearing this, we can understand that what we are having fault, is it unearth or where we are, what stage we are in, that is why. If the anarthas are not removed, one cannot progress in bhakti, so it is important to know all these anarthas also. Bound since time immemorial, or the jiva is bound since time immemorial. The desire for material sense objects is the root cause of these anarthas. These are four types of anarth: sukritiyut, duskritiyut, apradut, and bhaktiyut. Translation.
Or not.
Duskriti Uthanartha. In the past life, whatever karma we have performed, as a result of this, we suffer materially. An attachment to this material sense objects, envy, attachment, rag, asmita, these are five types of clay. We discussed this earlier. In the second chapter, it has been described in detail. Whatever past impious activities we have performed in the past life, those reactions we get because of our past impious activity, they are called duskriti uttanartha. Means, what does it mean? It means that the jiva is turned away from the Lord for a long, long time. He has attachment that, oh, this is mine, this is me. This is the root cause of all anarthas. Considering this body to be self and the relatives or anything connected to this world, this body, wealth, etc., is considered to be, this is mine. If you have such mentality, you cannot perform pure devotional service. From many, many past lives, he is conditioned in this stage. He even progresses to the stage of Madhyamadhikari, but still he is not able to control such mentality because of samskar. There are obstacles on the path of Shravan Kirtan, etc. Sukritiyut, those anarthas which arise from pious activities, whatever pious activities you have performed in the past lives. All auspicious activities that you have performed, then you get, as a result of this, you get material sense objects, wealth, etc. These are called Sukritiyut anarthas. A sadhak, a devotee, practitioner, he has these, caused by these impressions, caused by the reactions or results of these pious activities, he develops desire to enjoy materially. This desire, Bhakti Mukti, Swarupa Goswami Shlok. In Bhakti Rasam Sindhu, it has been described in this shlok, Bhakti Mukti Srihaspati Shachi. If desire for material sense object or the desire for liberation is like a pishachi or a witch, it stays there for a long time and bhakti will not arise in such a heart. Impossible. The sadhaks should associate with the devotees. He should remove these desires for material sense enjoyment and liberation by the association of devotees. Aparadutva. Anarth arising out of offenses from the past lives or even in this life. Vaishnava aparad, nama aparad, etc. he has performed. These are called aparadis anarth or anarthas arising out of offenses. These are the most biggest obstacle on the path of bhakti, aparadis. If you have performed Vaishnava aparad, these are the highest or biggest obstacles on the path of bhajan. You have to be very, very careful regarding this matter, especially nama aparad. Doing offenses at Gurudev's feet or at Vaishnav's feet, you should be careful to avoid this.
Vishesh
The writer of the scripture, Srila Vishwanathaswami Thakur, has mentioned this in great detail. He has warned to beware of the offenses. Just by shadow, Naam Abhas, Bhajan Abhas, just like cotton when it is burned completely to ashes. By the avas or shadow of bhajan, down the anarth are removed, but aparad is not so easily removed. They are, if somebody has committed some offense and he accepts it and laments for the offenses and begs forgiveness for that person, from the person to whom he has offended, then it can be removed. Otherwise, not possible. And they will always remain as a big obstacle on the path of bhajan. Otherwise, it can even destroy bhakti right from the root itself. A sinful person can attain perfection on the path of bhakti, but an offensive person, it's impossible for him to attain perfection in bhakti. Like Ajamil, he was sinful, but just by chanting Narayan name, all his sins were removed. But aparad, if there is aparad in you, it is impossible to attain such perfection. What means aparad? Means unsatisfied with Hari, Guru and Vaishnava, showing dissatisfaction towards Hari, Guru and Vaishnava, they will remove from your heart the desire to perform bhajan. Killing someone, stealing or cheating somebody or speaking harshly to someone, behaving badly towards somebody, improper etiquette, taking away somebody else's voice or lose some wealth of other persons, troubling others, criticizing others, drinking alcohol, meat, alcohol, egg, fish, etc. The Shastra says these are two sinful activities. The Shastra describes these to be in different grades, Atipata, Anupata, and all these. All these can be removed by chanting Harinam, but aparad is so dangerous. Especially if you are performing dhamma aparad, then it becomes like thunderbolt. That's why the writer of the scripture is warning us again and again. Do not criticize Vaishnavas, do not be offensive towards the Vaishnavas. Be very, very careful. All by chanting one name of Krishna, all the sinful reactions are burned to ashes. Just by chanting one name of Krishna, can remove all sinful reactions. And it can manifest prema bhakti. And one level of prema bhakti. Prema dawns in one's heart. And due to this, he develops various ecstatic symptoms in his body. And very easily, he crosses over the material ocean of birth and death. One name of Krishna is this. But if somebody is chanting Krishna Nam again and again, many times, but he doesn't have tears in his eyes, he has no fame.
Your call is disconnected. To make any further calls, please disconnect and...
Ashru, romanticum, etc., ecstatic symptoms, do they manifest in your body or no? If no, definitely you are offensive. You have some offenses disturbing you. What we should do then? We should chant continually. We should chant continually the names. We should hear Harikatha. Serve Hari Guru and Vaishnavas. One pure Krishna's name. Its shadow, abhas of name, nam abhas can destroy all sinful reactions. And then one manifests, prema bhakti is manifest in him, his heart. And then he develops ecstatic symptoms in his body. His eyes are moist with tears. And very easily, his material life is destroyed and he attains Krishna's service. This is the power, strength of one name, Krishna. But if again and again he chants the name and prema is not manifesting in him, he doesn't wet his tears with tears, he has no ecstatic symptoms manifest in him, definitely he has a lot of offenses disturbing him. The seed of Krishna is not, Krishna Nam is not sprouting. This is a big obstacle on the path of bhajan. Or having dhyatma buddhi, considering the body to be self, one develops mentality of material sense enjoyment. Violence, etc., can be removed by Nam. That's why you should be very, very careful in chanting against the Nama Parad, the offenses towards the names. Translation.
Shrimati Vodhadana means those anathas which arise in life's previous sinful activities. In this life and in the previous life, we perform many horrible actions. These are resulting in the five types of flesh or misery, such as avidya, abhinivesh, raj, and dvesh. Because we have been bound since Sarvara beginning, it is ignorance that the jiva is always suffering the result of these five types of flesh. This abhinivesh, absorption, feelings of I and mind, is the root cause of all these anathas. Thinking this bag of stool during is me, and what is related to this bag of stool during, like friends, family, mother and father, etc. This is abhinivesh. Has been continuing for so many millions of lifetimes, and it will not go, will not be destroyed very easily. Even this bodily absorption is present in the Madhyamanikari, who is an expert mother, who wants to speak of anyone else. But Madhyamanikari can control other people. Then the next type of anatta is those called Kriti with anatta. As a result of good pious activities performed in this life and previous life, then one has facilities to enjoy many types of material enjoyment And those the heart is haunted by the wish of the deep desire for liberation and desire for material enjoyment, that the happiness of true devotion cannot manifest in the heart. Therefore, these two desires, desire for liberation and material enjoyment, are appearing because of past activity performed. Therefore, one should always stay in such sangha and make endeavors to become free from this. Aparadha-purva-nasa. That means taking the result of offenses committed to Hari Guru Vaishnava, the Dhamma, or the Holy Name, committed in this or in previous lifetime. This type of anasa is the most severe obstacle in the path of bhajan. Vaishnava and Dhamma-parada is very powerful. It presents chosen obstacles to the advancement in devotional service. One should be very, very careful to never make offense to the devil or the Vaishnava. Therefore, this warning is the root, is the main subject matter of this book. Do not commit aparad, don't commit offense. Even though externally it appears that this simple activity and offenses are the same, but in fact there is a vast difference between them. By chanting one time, Namavad, the shadow of the Holy Name, almost sin is completely burned to ashes, but Aparad is not destroyed so easily. If we know that we have committed offenses to Hari Guru Vaishnava, to the Holy Name, or to the Dharma, then there is only one upaya, one remedy, that is to bitterly lament for that. Here, a sinful person does not make offense. She can achieve full perfection in devotion, but an offender cannot achieve perfection at all. An example is there, clearly given of Ajamil. He was a most sinful person, but by chanting the name of Narayan in the state of Namabar, he was easily liberated from all his sinful activities. But an offender cannot be saved. That is the meaning of Aparad. Radha means to satisfy, because the mere satisfaction too. Therefore, that which does not satisfy Hari Guru Vaishnava, that is called aparad. This aparad destroys the desire to perform bhajan at the very root. There are nine levels of sinful activity. Buddha Brahma. These sinful activities include stealing, taking another man's wife, using harsh language to others, giving unhappiness to others, causing suffering to others, criticizing others, taking forbidden substances like meat, wine, and intoxication. These are all different levels of sinful activity. But if we perform these sinful activities in the Dharma, then it becomes like a thunderbolt. Therefore, every Krishna employs Dharma Papana. By telling the name of Krishna, even once, all sinful activity is completely destroyed, and by chanting continuously, that holy name gives rise to bhakti and finally prema bhakti. So when prema enters the heart by the influence of the chanting of the name, then automatically it will cause the arousal of eight types of bhakti bhava. For example, the throat choking, the hair standing on the ears falling from the eyes, becoming stunned, changing colors. These asasati bars arise due to the chanting of the Holy Name. By chanting the Holy Name, one easily crosses the ocean of birth and death. But despite chanting so much, the man, these asasati bars are not appearing with my body. It is not clean. We are committing so many serious offenses to the name. Thus, we can understand our own position. When we chant, when I chant, are tears coming to my eyes? Is my heart melting? Are my hairs coming on end? Yeah, this is not happening. That means definitely, definitely, we are making serious offenses. Therefore, what should we do? One should continue to chant the Holy Name. One should continue to engage in service of Hari Guru Vaishnava. One should engage in hearing and chanting. Then these offenses may go in one lament. Even once the chanting of Krishna name one time purely, gives karma, if we are chanting again and again, Bahuna Salari, Bahuna Lori, Bahuna Vika. But if that is chanting again and again, our heart is not melting. The tears are not coming from the eyes. That means the seed of Harinam that is given by Gurudev is not sprouting. Therefore, these analogies which arise through partial pleasure absorb us in the bodily conception of life. Therefore, we should be very, very careful for this.
अभी अभी हम लोग जलपान करते हुए हरिद्वार जाएंगे. हरिद्वार से गंगा की परिक्रमा करके
अपराध दैट you are thinking that you're doing some wrong activity, you're disturbing somebody, and you're thinking that I will chant and I will remove this reaction to this.